Now entering Nerdist.com.
We're live.
We gotta be live.
We're live.
It doesn't get any more live than this.
We're live. It's a live mates podcast. Not for the viewers.
No. Well, they're not viewers, first of all. Well,
first off, they're not viewers. And second, it's not live for them.
No, and there's no audience here.
No.
But you and I are live.
We're live. We exist. This is happening right now.
In essence, we're doing it as exactly the way we always do it.
Yeah.
We always do it live.
So there's no cause for celebration on my part, really.
No, and there's no difference between this episode and every other episode that we've ever done.
And yet.
We're live.
Even still.
It's so exciting.
I'm very pleased with myself. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to...
Mike and Tom eat snacks.
Mike and Tom eat snacks with my friend Tom.
And my good friend, Michael Ian Black.
And my very good friend.
And my best friend, Michael.
And his best friend, Michael. It's going to be a great episode.
No, but I said you're my best friend.
Yeah. I heard you. And I was like, yes, absolutely. I'm his best friend.
Well, but normally you might expect when I go, and my best friend, out of courtesy, you go, and he's my best friend.
Well, I was doing it for me. That was pure comedy. Like, you know, if we turn off,
but I'm a little hurt.
No,
I'm a little hurt.
No. Listen, look, I'm never going to go on record and say Tom's my best. I'm not going to do that.
Why are you not going to? Why? I just did it.
No, I understand. I mean, but I'm not going to go on record.
But I just went on record.
And I agreed
with
you.
We're live.
This is live.
We're live. And I said, you're my best friend.
And I said,
and you said,
and I'm his best friend.
But yeah, I'm not right there.
What?
Why? You should say, what you should say is I say, he's my best friend. And you say,
absolutely.
You say, I'm your best friend.
Here's the thing I never want to be accused of, Tom.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And this is so important to me. I don't ever want to be accused of Hollywood insincerity. And I'm just afraid that if I were to say something like, Tom's my best friend.
My what?
Tom.
You said I'm your best friend. It's on record. Yeah. Woo. We're live.
It's going to be an interesting episode today.
Yeah. You know why?
Because mm-hmm.
Look.
I do know why.
Oh, well, then let me try and tease the viewer a little bit.
Oh, okay.
They're not viewers.
I know they're not viewers.
That's a tease right there.
Yep.
Here's why. Magic, there's no issue we're afraid of tackling.
No.
Name an issue.
Abortion.
Doesn't scare me.
I won't touch it.
But I'll do it.
Yeah.
And so, therefore, we cover it.
Okay.
Name another issue.
Abortion.
That one I won't do.
Yep.
Most issues...
Oh, we'll cover.
We'll jump right in there. And today is, you know, people always ask us, tackle the tough issues,
mm-hmm.
CNN.
Mm-hmm.
We have to say, we're not CNN, they're down the hall.
Right. We're better. We're better than them.
They're like, but isn't this the 17th floor?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, yeah, but you're in New York City. There's a lot of booths, a lot of production studios on this floor. CNN is down there.
Right.
You're Wolf Blitzer. I'm not Wolf Blitzer.
In fairness, you look a lot like Wolf Blitzer.
Absolutely. When I sport the speckled gray salt and pepper beard... I get it all the time.
And you introduce yourself to people
as Wolf.
Yes.
I say, hey, Wolf.
Right.
Because I think that, I mean, Wolf Blitzer.
Come on.
I mean, it's amazing to me this man is not an actor. B-movie actor. It's amazing to me that Van Damme isn't losing roles.
How is there not a character in Inglourious Basterds called Wolf Blitzer?
How is he not in The Gray with Liam Neeson?
Absolutely.
I mean...
He should be the star of The Gray.
Absolutely. Like I say, those guys like Van Damme, those guys should be losing roles to Wolf Blitzer all the time.
And yet, he's down the hall.
He's down the hall.
So they say, why don't you tackle the tough issues on Mates? And we say, look, we've got... our priorities.
We do.
And our first priority, as everybody knows, is respect for women. Our second priority... That's what we're all about.
It's our platform.
Right.
It's what we're all about. We're about snacks.
Yes.
But our platform...
respect for women.
RFW.
So we've got that.
We have that. We have that in our pocket, but also it's what we stand on as men.
It's both in our pocket and what we stand on.
Right. So we have some that's portable, and we also stand on it.
Sometimes we take it out of our pocket, put it down, stand on it.
Yeah, if need be. If, say, we're on a trip somewhere.
Oh,
say
yeah.
we're in Albuquerque.
Say it's been raining.
And we don't have a big platform.
Nope.
And you know, we don't want to stomp things, get things all wet. We have muddy tracks on our boots.
Mm-hmm.
And so we pull it out of our pocket. Then we can stand on it.
Yeah.
Usually we'll take our boots off first, then stand on it.
Oh, yeah.
Because you don't want to back in our pocket.
Exactly right.
When you got to go, when you got to leave Albuquerque.
You don't want to muddy up respect for women.
No.
That's the last thing you want to do.
If you do that, you're not being respectful to women.
So we've got that in our pocket.
We've got respect for women.
And we can stand on that.
Yeah, we have that as a platform.
And then we've got snacks.
And we have snacks.
And that's what we do.
That's what we're about. That's what we do, but we're about respect for women.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Well, one of the things we've never tackled.
No.
And we've been meaning to.
We look, from day one, we've wanted to bring it up.
Is racism.
Racism is something that Magic and I, we, every episode we say, is this the episode? And then it's not.
We're never ready.
We just can't do it.
We've,
it's too big an issue.
We've
for
danced
us.
Around the edges before.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
There were some pralines that had some racist connotations on the box.
We took a lot of mail for the pralines episode.
There was a threat of boycott from Reverend Al Sharpton.
Yeah,
we talked to him.
We said, go ahead.
We made a donation to his charity.
Yeah, we gave him a very large amount of money. You don't want to be on the wrong side of Reverend Al. At the same time, you know, he doesn't want to be, in all due respect, on the wrong side of us.
That's right. Mm. It cuts both ways, Al. So
it's a both-way cutter. It's a dual cutter.
As all our viewers know, we...
And also, they're not viewers.
Oh, I know they're not viewers.
No, I know. You know that.
We recently have moved from the big skyscraper we used to have, Maine's Worldwide Headquarters, to our new...
Where everything was gilded.
Oh, God, it was great.
Yeah, bronzed and gilded.
It was bronzed, then gilded.
Yeah.
Then gold-leafed.
And sometimes it marbled over.
Yeah. Anyway.
We could
those
bemoan, days are gone.
Long gone.
Yeah.
We survived. We're in our more humble setting here.
For those who keep writing in, we don't know whether he's alive or dead. That's the only way we can put it.
That's a perfect way to answer that question that people are wondering. But along with the new address came a new P.O. box.
Yep.
Do you have that?
I don't have it handy.
You don't have it keyed up?
I know it's on Amsterdam Avenue.
That's not going to help anything.
You know, we should really throw
ask
that out.
Ask our intern.
Okay, I'll ask the intern.
So we got a new...
We'll throw that on at the end.
So we have a new P.O. box. One of our intern Mo's assignments is Mo goes out, goes to the P.O. box,
yep,
gets whatever snacks have accumulated.
Collects the snacks.
And generally, it's a lot.
It's a snack collect.
It's... She goes on the snack collect.
Yeah.
And so she's got to bring the forklift, and she's got to bring the packing boxes and the whole thing, yeah, the crates, and so anyway.
The bubble wrap. Don't forget the bubble wrap. Bubble wrap, yay. Styrofoam, nay.
So what we've got here is the first snack from that snack collection.
Yeah.
Several have come in. We've chosen this one to break the...
Bread tradition?
Sure. To inaugurate the tradition of the new P.O. box. And our intern, Mo, has thoughtfully labeled each snack that came in so that we don't have to go through... And this
we're
one,
too busy for that.
Way too busy. This one was labeled racist snack from Peru.
And socks. And so it is what it says, ladies and gentlemen.
Let me deal with the socks first.
There's a snack, and in the same plastic sandwich bag the snack came in, some wool Peruvian socks.
Now, I don't know that the snack came in the bag or whether the intern put the stuff in the bag, because I'm noticing a lot of them are in separated snack bags. I'm assuming it came in a box.
It must have come in a box.
So this letter is from Sarah Schwartz.
When I ship socks, I ship them in a box. When I ship socks, I ship them in a box. And I will eat them with a goat, and I'll eat them with a goat, and I'll eat them here, and there. I'll eat them anywhere. I do. I like green eggs and ham. I do. I like them, Sam. I am.
One of the things that Sarah Schwartz wrote, and of course my eye immediately went to this, and this isn't a long letter, but my eye immediately went to...
Are you related to Sarah Schwartz, by the way?
No, not to my knowledge. It says, call email with questions, concerns, inquiries about how cheap Valium is in Peru. My eye went right there.
Somehow you looked at a page and ding, Valium.
I don't know how that happened.
Ding.
I don't know how that
happened. It's very interesting, isn't it?
But I will call right and inquire about that. Hello, I'm sorry. Hola, mates, because...
Peruvian. Although Sarah Schwartz, not the most Peruvian name.
I suspect she is not Peruvian.
I suspect she's there, but she's not Peruvian.
Just got back from a trip to Cusco, Peru, where I used to live for a year and was reminded of their awesome snacks. I would venture to say they are basically amazing and amazingly basic. I mean, who the fuck wouldn't want a saltine bathed in chocolate? She curses like an American. Who wouldn't want to sell
American in Peru?
I don't know.
Is this interruption helping?
It's not hurting.
Okay.
You could never hurt. Copy except that. With your words and hands. Please excuse the offensive picture on the Doña Pepa wrapper. Doña racist much, it says.
We got something to look forward to.
We'll take a look at that. It says all the cookies are freshly bought. She's from Philadelphia, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And for the love of Jerusalem. Now, this isn't the first time I've heard this.
For the love of Jerusalem?
No, following. The next,
okay.
Try dipping Wendy's French fries into a Wendy's Frosty. This
is a thing that's got nothing to do with the current snack, but she's like, boys.
Right.
And her exit line.
Right.
This woman knows how to leave a room.
Mm-hmm.
And boys, don't get caught watching the paint dry.
I'm out.
I love it. Sarah Schwartz, we thank you already. I also want to point out something because I thought you were going to bring it up. Somehow you didn't, which maybe makes me think maybe you already have been hitting the Valium. In her Peruvian snack socks, she individually colored each letter a different color.
Talk about racist. He said colored.
She got P is blue, E is green, R is orange, U is purple, and so on. A very happy-looking letter. I can't remember the last time I made that kind of effort.
No, I've not made that effort for anything, including this podcast. I'm looking at the Lacta Doña Pepa.
Try dipping Wendy's French fries into a Wendy's Frosty. How can that be good?
Oh, it's very good.
You think so?
Have you ever done it?
Nigh.
The Wendy's fry into the Wendy's Frosty?
You've dipped the Wendy's fry into a Wendy's Frosty?
Dude.
You've done that.
I love America. Does that answer your question?
It does not.
Yes, I have done
that.
Oh,
you have done that?
Yes. And it's very good. I'll tell you why.
Well, why did you do that?
I'll tell you why. First of all...
Hot fries!
Of course hot fries. Okay. Let me answer your question.
Yeah, you want to answer the question and not get cut off. You're trying to do something and I'm cutting you off.
A couple points need to be made.
Go on.
The first point is that I haven't done it with their new fries. Wendy's has new fries.
And yeah, I've seen an advertisement for that.
And I want to tell you something about their new fries.
Good, bad. Wait, let me jump in. Hand cut? Is that what I'm looking at?
Yeah, they look hand cut. I don't know whether they
are. That's how they're billing them?
Yeah, and with sea salt.
Okay.
So a better quality potato and a better quality salt. Ask me if it works.
Does it work?
Like gangbusters.
Really?
It's a great fry.
Really?
It's a great fry.
When are you in Wendy's? When did you have the Wendy's fry? How does this happen? You get a drive-thru there and you're in Connecticut?
I spend a lot of time out on the road meeting real Americans, going on my listening tours, talking to people, trying to learn what I can learn.
Just quickly, name in the last week where you've been at. Just throw it out there. People are going to be appalled and amazed.
In the past week?
Well, 2 weeks.
2 weeks, L.A.?
One.
Arkansas?
Two.
New Orleans?
Three.
Alabama?
Four. I mean, folks, last 2 weeks were like, but that's pretty impressive.
It's a lot. It's a lot. It's too much. But in the course of my travels, I've had the new Wendy's fry. They're excellent. Now, I haven't had the new fry with the Frosty. The old fry with the Frosty worked.
And the old fry, why did that come about?
Because you look at the Frosty, and it's so thick, the straw doesn't work. And you think to yourself, if only I had some sort of utensil to scoop this up. My eye travels to the left. What does it see? A large fry. Ah, the fry. Could that possibly work? You take the fry, you dip it in. The consistency of the Frosty works beautifully with the fry. It hangs off the fry. You understand? It collects and hangs off the fry. The salt from the fry, the chocolate from the Frosty, you put them together. Mwah! Terrific. And clearly, I'm not the only one who's done this. Sarah Schwartz is not the only person who I've had mentioned to me the Wendy's fries and the Frosty, that we should be doing that.
We can do worse than, you know how we've got like certain plaques with certain sayings, the Ginelli and all that kind of thing around our Mates Worldwide headquarters?
Yep.
We can do worse than putting on a plaque, and for the love of Jerusalem, try dipping Wendy's French fries into a Wendy's Frosty.
That kind of sums up everything, doesn't it?
It's kind of what the snack game is about. It's like, look, damn it, shut up, sit down, have a chocolate chip cookie and some milk.
Yeah.
You know, it's like that's part of the snack game. It's like, look, all this is going on in your life and all this too and all this – dip some fries in some shakes.
Yeah.
Boom.
Problem solved.
Simplify, simplify, simplify. This is what Thoreau was talking about.
So when we talk about tackling the big issues, yeah, they're there. How do we tackle the big questions? Simplify, simplify, simplify. If you break bread with somebody.
Yeah, and even if you eat with them.
Either way. I don't care who that person is, what they look like, where they're from. You break bread with that person or eat with them. At the end of that meal, You're going to have more in common than you are going to have apart.
That's right. That's the teachings of the Lords.
I don't know what's exactly racist.
She says, look at the cover of the Doña Pepa. You got that?
Yeah, the Doña Pepa. Now, we've got two packages of Doña Pepa. And these seem to be like little sort of cookie crackery things. I haven't opened it up, so I can't quite tell what it is yet.
Is it because of the lacta? No.
No, I don't think so. I think we're looking at the lady who's pictured. But there's nothing particularly racist to me about this lady.
I don't see anything racist.
She's got dark skin, and she is wearing huge door knocker gold earrings.
Yeah, but
maybe there's that.
But she seems happy.
She seems happy. There's nothing physically about her that would connote egregious racial stereotyping. She's wearing, I can't tell if it's a hat or this is her hair. It's multicolored, green, white, red, and yellow. But she just seems like a happy woman.
It's like she's wearing beads in her hair.
Perhaps. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe it's beads. But I don't see what's inherently racist about this. Other than the fact that she's lazy. And probably not trustworthy.
Mm-hmm. And do you think that's about it? I think we have to figure out what exactly...
I think this is it now. I think Sarah Schwartz is sort of doing reflexive white guilt here.
Why? Because the person's dark?
Because the person's dark. And so you go, oh, well, that's racist.
Right.
But I don't know what's racist about this.
There's nothing racist about that. We're missing something.
I mean, I got to take a picture, clearly, even though I've done a terrible job of updating the website, even a little bit. That's why we got to get this
in. Well, we've gotten some angry comments about that.
I'm taking a picture right now of the Doña. So I'd be curious to hear what people say, because I don't really see what's racist about this. But anyway, I'm going to open it up, and if it's watermelon flavored, then I will be offended.
Then you'll be offended.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm opening up not what I expected at all. It is, in fact, as described in a letter, actually, seems like some sort of cracker bathed in chocolate. But the part that I didn't expect is that, remember we talked about the beads in her hair? The red, white, green, and yellow beads.
Yeah.
There are red, white, green, and yellow sprinkles on the cookie.
Okay.
So that's why her hair is like that. Because the cookie's like that.
Cookies. Okay, I got it. Little beads. That looks awful to me.
Well, it looks awful. But I'm going to taste it, and I will let you know.
This is...
This isn't awful at all.
It's not awful.
No, I like it.
Sure it is.
No, it's nice. You know what it feels like? It feels like a snack of the people. You know? There's nothing fancy about this. The Doña Pepa. It's an oblong cookie, bathed in chocolate and beads. And I'm trying to think what the American comparison would be.
Tell me.
I don't know. Any kind of cookie bathed in chocolate. Any kind of cookie. Now, what are you doing? It looks like you're busy on Google Translate trying to figure out what's racist about this.
I'm trying to figure out. Yeah, I want to know what's racist about it.
So you're trying to translate Doña Pepa lacta, which seems to translate to Doña Pepa lactate. Maybe she's some sort of mammy. She's a night nurse, a wet nurse mammy. Is that why it's racist?
I mean, because
she's caring for white babies and giving them her chocolate milk. Is that what it is?
I don't know. I just don't know. I just don't know, and it's driving me crazy.
There is a kind of reflexive thing that happens where you look at, a character or a comic book character that is of a different ethnicity, and you're, as an American, as a white American, your hackles go up, and you look for what's racist about that.
Well, Hergé, from Tintin.
Oh, sure.
He would draw people of different races if they weren't Caucasian, mm-hmm. and it would be egregious mm-hmm. sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
There are people saying Massa and all the, you're like, ugh. And I think this is back in, I don't know when it was.
30s.
The 30s. Right? And so, okay, he's inept without knowing it. But this, to me, I look at the cover of this. This is a good looking woman, and this seems like a good candy. And I don't I'm missing something. I don't know what I'm missing.
I'm clearly missing
something. It's frustrating me.
Well,
you know why it's frustrating me? I think here's why it's frustrating me. Sarah Schwartz says to me, for the love of Jerusalem, dip some damn fries in some milkshake. I'm like, that's my girl.
Right.
And she goes, and look at this, racist son bitches.
Right.
And
well, think about it.
I she must be smarter than me.
Think about it.
She figured out, huh?
Sarah Schwartz.
Yeah, yeah.
For the love of?
Jerusalem.
Clearly.
Clearly what? Clearly what?
Clearly some sort of Zionist conspiracist.
Oh, it's a Zion. Well, okay, then. I mean, if we're dealing with Zionist conspiracy theories, great. I mean, I just opened mine up. That's what all folks. I mean, the people who hate the podcast sound quality, you must be furious with me because while I was talking, I spent time opening a wrapper over that.
Right.
This looks awful to me. I'm not eating this.
You got to eat it. First of all, I'm telling you right now, it's not bad.
Look at that.
More than that, I like it. I'm not even saying it's not bad. I like it.
I mean, those little – what are those things? A little tiny little
– they're like little BBs, little sugar BBs.
Little sugar beads. I hate that.
Oh, I love that.
I hate sugar beads.
You do?
Yeah, I hate them.
You like sprinkles on ice cream?
That's different.
It is different, but I'm
trying – more consistency. They're bigger.
God damn it. I'm trying – I'm not saying it's the same. I'm trying to gauge your interest
in snack accessorizing. Okay, I don't mind it, uh-huh. But I will not order it.
If there's Christmas cookies with – little jimmies on it or little decorations. You eat that?
You know the candy I hate the most is that – I think it's a kind of a Christmas candy with those – it's just a bunch of little beads on the outside. Do you know what I'm talking about?
A bunch of beads on
little beads like this all on the outside of the candy.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, you've seen it. A lot of times it shows up in that assortment candy box.
Is it a cookie?
No, it's a candy.
I don't know.
I think it's chocolate with beads on
it. I said
outside.
I don't know it.
Well, try and delve into the recesses of your memory and find it.
You said Reese's, like Reese's. Like Reese's.
Recesses.
Like Reese's peanut butter cups.
No, not like, oh yeah.
Oh, you're going to eat them. You're gonna double down. See, it comes.
I'm going to eat it. What are you talking about? I don't know.
They're separate cookies.
Oh, there's two of them.
Yeah.
I thought it was just one wafer.
No, but it comes back to back. So it looks like one wafer.
It comes back to back.
Yeah, yeah.
Then it must need a rest. Okay.
So I don't know if you're meant to eat them together or separately. I imagine you could eat it together.
Okay, I'm going
to
eat it like this.
All right. Now it's a cheery – I'm sorry. That's a cheerful-looking snack of the people. It's a snack of the people.
It's a snack of the people? I don't like those beads.
Oh.
They get in my teeth.
I like that.
The hard.
Love it.
I don't like it.
No, I love the beady texture.
You like that texture?
Yeah. It's like eating pellets.
It's like I never know you. I feel I've got you now. And then you come up to me and you go, you know what I like doing? Eating beads. It's like eating pellets. And I think, I don't know who this guy is.
I'm a guy who likes eating beads or pellets.
Beads or pellets.
As long as if they're sweet pellets, I'll eat them. Like if you were to give me rabbit food and sprinkle a little Splenda on there.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
You'd be happy.
Yes, I'd be over the moon.
Yeah, I have no idea who you are.
Now.
It's odd having a best friend who you don't know who he is.
I know. I'm your best friend.
Look, he just had another bite of
it. The more you don't like it, the more I like it.
Well, that I can understand that emotion.
The cookie,
because you're also gonna bother me while you do it, which I like that too about you.
The cookie is layered. It's like a thin. It's almost like got geological strata in the cookie. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I see that. That's a good reference. It does look like. You've cleaved the earth and gotten some stratum there to stare at. The next one we are sent is Choco Soda.
Well, this is also included in the same package. As far as I can tell, nothing racist about this. But Sarah Schwartz sees racism everywhere she looks.
Offensive picture. Sarah Schwartz is hiding out in a turret, I think. Probably. Uh-huh. If there's a Zion conspiracy, you got to get to a turret.
Oh, yeah.
You're aware of that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm part of the Zionist conspiracy, so I know where my turret is.
Yeah.
In the event...
But you're undercover.
Obviously, I'm undercover.
But they need guys like you, who are out in the public face, but you're undercover.
Well, I'm like Hank Greenberg.
People are thinking you're one thing, then you're completely the other thing. You're exactly like Hank Greenberg.
Yes.
Yeah, I see that.
For those of you who don't know, Hank Greenberg, catcher, professional baseball player in the 40s.
Yeah, and the
spy.
Secret is...
He's a spy.
Spy.
Mm-hmm. In fact, you can read a book about it called The Catcher Was a Spy.
A spy for?
The U.S.
Hank Greenberg.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen. I mean, how great is that?
Amazing.
Here's a guy, you know, the American pastime. He's a catcher. He's Hank. He's named Hank.
Yeah.
But also a spy.
Just a dumb jock.
Not a dumb... And once again, this one does come in dual servings. Oh, quadruple servings. There's four of them here.
Oh, nice.
This is one thing the Peruvians do better than us. I want to also note, did you note that it's Nabisco?
I did not note it, but it's worth noting.
It's worth noting that it's Nabisco. You think, once you get down to... where were we again?
Peru.
Cusco, Peru. Nabisco's not going to follow you down there. No. You'd be wrong.
You'd be way wrong. The long arms of Nabisco reach all the way down.
Yeah, you drive for a long ways on some rutted road that's barely a road, you know, some backwash, and you think you're out in the middle of, there can be nothing there, and then you come to a fence.
And then
there's a couple of scowling people staring at you and asking you to turn your Jeep around.
And
what's behind the fence?
Cuidado. Nabisco.
Oh, Nabisco, can we come in?
No, senor.
Why, we're American.
Yankee, must go home. Nabisco.
Nah, Nabisco, we love
Nabisco. Cuidado.
Oh, ow. Hey, Johnny, he's got guns.
Yankee, go home.
But we just like Nabisco. I just want to...
Tourists hitting the ground.
So, we have this chocolate wafer. And Monty Python kind of ruined it for people.
Oh, they ruined everything.
They got wafer in there, and then they said wafer. And now I can't ever look at wafer and not go wafer.
If there was a just God, there never would have been Monty Python. They ruined everything.
Worse than
Hitler, Monty Python.
Well,
worse than Hitler.
Monty Python, and they know it, too.
Oh, that's the thing. That's what makes them worse.
They banded together.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to wreck things for everybody.
Yeah, they did it. They did
sit back and earn money off the wreckage.
Yep, did sketch comedy and
walked away.
Yep,
spoiling it for everybody else.
Yeah, has anybody gone to jail? Not that I know of.
No,
they're still walking around, except for one of them who's dead.
Yeah, and even as he died, they did one of the best sketches ever about him in his death.
Yeah,
that's annoying.
Worst guys in the world.
Yeah, smart guys like that that go to Oxford and Cambridge. That should not be tolerated. They should not be allowed to do comedy.
If I could go back in time, I'd pick them off one by one. A lot of people are like, I'd kill Hitler, not me.
I would pick them off all at once. I think.
Well,
that's not really picking them off. I would take care of them all at once.
Right.
I want them to know what was happening. You like to see them suffer.
Yeah, that's my thing.
It's not a bad plot. Two guys use their time machine. To go, two angry comedians.
Go back in time.
Go back in time to wipe out the all-time famous sketch comedy troupe.
Not a bad plot.
It's not a bad plot. Hollywood?
Give us a call.
Mm-hmm.
This thing is not dissimilar from the Doña Pepa.
The use of something that is something and you say it's not something. Instead of saying it's dissimilar.
It's not unlike.
Or you say something, it's alike. Instead of saying it's alike, you say... It's not dissimilar. I like the double negative. I've always liked that. It's not dissimilar to...
I don't know if you...
For example, it's not uncommon.
Listen to me. As long as we're talking about racism
and we are...
And Peruvian culture and the Spanish language, the double negative is a common and correct trope in the Spanish language.
It's not uncommon.
That's exactly not wrong.
Well done.
It's not unlike...
Not poorly played at all.
The Choca Soda...
Choca Soda.
...is not unlike the Doña Pepa.
Doña Pepa.
Except it's a different shape, and there's no beads.
There's no beads. And so I think when I look at it, I'm already...
You already
I'm ahead
it.
Of the game.
Right.
Yeah. So I'm jumping in.
I don't like it.
I don't like it either. Interesting. It's...
A little stale.
It's stale. That's it.
Oh, well, no. In fact,
did you get the aftertaste? Do you get that aftertaste in there?
You know what it is, and she exactly described it in the letter.
What'd she say?
It would have taken me a long time to figure out what I'm tasting, but if you remember the sentence, I mean, who the fuck wouldn't want a saltine bathed in chocolate? That's exactly what this is.
Yeah.
It's a saltine cracker with chocolate on it.
But it's not as salty and it's stale.
Well, saltine crackers, to me, are sort of always a little bit stale. They taste stale.
No, they're...
It's not good.
I wouldn't say they're stale. I disagree with you. They're They, you know, they snap.
So you would not say they're fresh.
I would not say that. Now look, he just went back and got the bead to get that taste out of his mouth.
No, you would not say that they're fresh?
No, I would not say that.
Mm-hmm. It's not good.
The saltine, in fairness, I can't let that go. It's not stale. It's crisp. It's extremely dry.
Yeah.
It's not stale.
Yeah, no, you're right. Yeah, you're right. But a cracker, almost by definition, is stale.
Now you're being racist.
Why would you say
that? You said a cracker is stale.
Oh, Tom.
What?
I'm not talking about po' white people. I'm not talking about po' white trash.
Here's where I come out on racism.
Uh-huh. Pro or con?
I got to tell you, you'd think I'm pro, right?
Right.
You think,
based on everything that I know about you.
Look at this guy, you know. He's a skinny white Canadian.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be the worst.
The worst.
You're not going to be able to hang with him. Actually, am con.
Interesting.
I just am.
Huh.
There's just something about it that I've tried.
Right.
You know, I try it all the time.
I've heard it.
You know, I'm nonstop.
Mm-hmm. Your heart's not in it, is
when
it?
When we work together, I feel like I'm doing it because people expect me to do it.
Right.
You know? They look at me and they think, this guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, as I get a little older, I realize it's just not me.
Uh-huh.
Now, you're pro.
You know
but
what?
I feel like the older you get,
you know what?
I find yourself, you're just not trotting it out as much anymore.
We're setting Puerto Ricans aside, right?
Yeah, no, we're not.
Okay, I just want to clarify.
Let's say we're talking.
Everybody else. Right. I'm actually probably con.
It's weird because I know people are going, there's no way. Both those guys,
I know,
aren't racists.
I tell you though,
you know, it takes a lot out of you. It takes a lot out of
you.
That's
the thing.
And you know, a lot of times, you know what you're talking about? You're talking about privilege, or skin color, you know, or religion. And after a while, you're just kind of like, you know what? I just
want this guy to suck my dick.
Yeah, I'm just much more interested in getting my dick sucked.
Right.
If my efforts toward racism could be channeled into some form of sexuality,
right.
I think then I could jump back on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I could find that kind of schoolboy enthusiasm I used to have for it.
There's plenty that we can hate each other for.
Well,
why make it about skin color of all things?
I feel like in about a decade, everyone's going to have the same skin color anyway.
Yeah.
I think Michael Jackson was onto something. I think it's going to even out. I feel at some point, I don't really understand the biology of it, but I feel like at some point
it's fluoride in the water.
Yeah, I think the fluoride will ultimately even it all out. And so then you have to hitch your hate onto a different wagon.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're right.
And
I mean, we got a lot of wagons to choose
from. There's a million wagons.
Some great wagons to choose from.
Look how you dress sometimes.
Absolutely.
I just get so mad.
Right. Right.
You get a vest combo.
Yeah.
I'm like, vest combo?
Mm-hmm. I got – Subway's selling them. $5.
Yeah.
Any vest combo you want.
I got this thing where I don't I have a kind of a 5 o'clock shadow on my face, but not here.
Mm-hmm.
Not on the bottom part of my cheeks.
Mm-hmm.
What an asshole, right?
Yep.
Hate me for that.
I do.
I meant – you do? Because I meant generally people.
Oh, you know I meant in general.
Oh, okay.
And specific.
What?
I don't know.
Okay.
So, yeah, I guess we're both con. Where are we with these snacks, though?
It's weird. It's one thing we run into, you know, we had the big benchmark last week, 50, and this is 51, our 51st broadcast. And occasionally we get these broadcasts where, you know, we rate because we're professionals. But we're rating something here that, unless we have a lot of listeners down in Peru, you know, I think a lot of the mateys are like, well, go ahead and rate it, but I'm not eating one.
Right. I'm not even going to get a chance.
I don't have them handy.
Well
that's how
but,
it is.
But, you know, Fodor's writes entire travel books about places you're never going to visit, but you still can read the travel book.
I wouldn't do that unless I was going to visit it.
Well, okay.
So, but that doesn't apply to a snack.
Nope.
People are curious about snacks.
They want to know.
And so here's what we have to tell you about the Raiders.
Raiders.
Whoa.
Stormtroopers hitting the ground.
Doña Pepa.
Doña Pepa.
The racist Peruvian snack.
What really are we evaluating here, Magic?
I think the taste. I mean, that's what we evaluate.
No, but we're evaluating two separately ones, the Dona Pippa and the...
And the Choco Soda.
Si. Choco Soda. Well,
Now, you don't care for the Dona Pippa. That's clear. Because you don't like the beadwork.
Yeah, I took one bite, and that was it for me.
I ate more than you. I enjoyed the Dona Pippa. Were this out at some sort of Peruvian fiesta where maybe my choices were this or oxtail stew, I'd probably pick up one of these.
I'd go with the oxtail stew.
I'd give it a
every
six,
time.
Six and a half.
Six. Holy crap.
Six and a half.
Six and a half. 6.5.
Mm-hmm.
I take your 6.5 to read 6.5.
Okay.
That's very impressive.
I'm eating it again.
That's fantastic.
Mm.
Well, between you and me, this thing gets a full 7.
Okay, got it. I didn't know if you meant average or
6.5 for you.
I understand. I didn't know if you meant an average or
total,
a cumulative.
Total.
You clearly meant cumulative.
Yeah, because I wasn't.
Right. All right.
I wasn't going to rate it an 8.5. So,
Choco Soda
7.5. I will go 0.5. Choco Soda. I gotta go a little higher with this because again, the idea of a cracker bathed in chocolate, good in theory. Practically, not so much. 3.
Is either gonna be 1.5 or 2? I'm gonna give it 1.5.
1.5. So fine.
Racism in general?
Racism in general. I'm gonna go with a fuck you.
I'll go with an 8. See you next week.
See you next week.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.